This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Last Friday, is that right, man? Are you having a hard time with time?
Always, since I was born.
Really?
Yeah.
It seems like we do stuff, and then it seems like it was a month ago, or it was 2 weeks ago, or 2 days ago, and there's not a lot of perspective.
Exactly right. Yep.
If that makes any sense. I believe it was last Friday, Jeff Mueller. You correct me if I'm wrong.
You are correct, sir.
Okay. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Likewise.
The Oasis, which is just a wonderful a place. And Jeff is an amazing guy. And before Jeff was Nancy Rude. And walk me through how that whole concept started about doing the memorial garden and courtyard and creating this incredible space in honor of the late Nancy Rude.
Well, it was kind of an emotional ride, and it was an emotional ride Friday when we did that dedication. You know, it's important to me that we start getting those clients out into mainstream. You know, we start letting them get to the parks. We start letting them go bowling, spending some time, you know, outside of the agency. And we had a group that was out at Fairview Park, and I noticed had one lady sitting there, and she was just crying, and she was smelling grass and crying. And I said, what's going on? What's the problem? And I had only known her for 2 days at this point.
Okay.
And she just continued to tear up. And she said, you know, when I was in prison, the grass never smelled like this.
Yeah.
And it was that moment that I knew something different had to happen. We had to have green space. We had to have a place of solitude. We had to have a place that we could memorialize those folks that pass on, that sometimes don't even get recognized. So I reached out to Debbie Vogel and told her I didn't know how I was going to do it, but this is what I wanted to do. And she hooked me up with the Community Balance Foundation. And once we had the fence, there was no stopping us.
All right. So it's you got a church involved. I know they were there on Friday. They built all the picnic tables and the planters, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah. How long did this take to put together?
It was a labor of love over 18 months.
Yeah, because you got to throw the pandemic into everything.
You
got to
throw
right?
the Which pandemic just,
it
in.
It takes everyone's timeline
you
down.
You know, I come from a recovery background, and a guy that I know through recovery, his dad was in the church,
mm-hmm.
and he just stepped up. He said, "Me and my buddy will build all the tables. We'll donate all the wood. We will. We'll pull weeds. And they did it. Just so much. And these guys are pushing 90. So they really jumped in. And it wasn't just them. We had Milliken School Group came in and helped clear weeds. Because remember, Brian, that was a gravel parking lot. And that gravel parking lot went down about 8 inches.
Yeah.
So all the things that we planted live had to be able to grow on that 8 inches, 6 inches of soil.
Yes.
So
it's amazing. You guys did a great job. And as I was there Friday, which you invited me to come and be a part of it, which I really appreciate because Kevin couldn't be there. But he was down in St. Louis at a retreat. But, you know, Nancy was very important to us as a human
Absolutely.
Being. And to do that, and her daughter was there and her husband, and you know, that was great. It was just a very nice day. But I said to Jeff, come in, because you told me the story about the socks.
Yeah,
who set you up with all the socks?
We had Vineyard Church Group.
Yeah.
You know, through the pandemic, when we were limited access, the Vineyard Church Group brought us a meal every single day without fail. And they continue to step up and do great things with the Oasis. They minister to us. They love on us. And they showed up with almost 500 pair of socks, which seems like just a ton of socks. But you realize we have a client base of about 600-800 people,
mm-hmm.
and those socks will go quickly.
Yeah.
And they just continue to do great things. And the one thing that Sarah told me was, I don't know if you knew this or not, but this was Mom's dream.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, listen, Jeff, there's all kinds of serendipity involved with you and Nancy. And you know, you told the story again on Friday that, you know, when you were at your lowest, Nancy was the person who got you on your feet again.
Yeah. Yeah. She told me where to go. She told me how to get there. She told me to ask for. I don't know. You know, we hear a lot of negativity about our fair city, and it just irks me every time because there's so many great things happening right here in Decatur.
Well, here's what I would encourage you to do, and I'll let Jeff weigh in on this. You see people with signs, you see people that are asking. You know, I know your heartstrings tell you, you know, you want to help and you want to support the cause. Give it to Oasis. Not the people that are standing on a corner with a sign, because right. They're going to spend it the right way. They're going to really, that's what they're there for. They provide, you know, literally a safe alternative to the streets. They link people to needed services. You know, they've got things like just showers and hygiene and hospitable environment and laundry, even mail delivery. They do all the things and are working to get these men and women back on their feet or back into society. So if you feel like giving because your heart tells you to do that, and I know it. My dad was like that, man. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how much cash I watched him hand out over his life with anybody with a sign. You know, and I think in the back of his head, he knew probably, you know, he didn't know what that person was going to do with it, but it didn't matter. But give it to Jeff's organization. You guys, toiletries, right? Like the travel size stuff, used towels, reading glasses, backpacks, belts, socks, those kind of things matter.
We're in the middle of the giving season right now. We're in the middle of Christmas. It's my goal every year, and it has been from the prior agency I was at, is to continue to let these folks have a Christmas.
All right. So what are you looking for right now?
You know, full bottles of the full size. Uh-huh. You know? We're looking like you named it: belts, handkerchiefs, hand warmers, flashlights, first aid kits. Just list goes on and on. Anything.
Yeah, but it's a list I don't think that most people could put together on their own. You know, meeting right. That there's this demand for all of it.
Right. And I have that list on Amazon List.
Okay.
So you can go on Amazon List. And you can get that.
What do I look up?
You just go to Oasis.
Okay.
You'll go to Oasis List, and there'll be two of them. One will just be a basic needs list, and the other one will be a Christmas winter weather list.
Okay. And this stuff can be life or death.
Yeah. 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 I had a lady. I had a lady that I got a call on, and I went in there. And she was 67 years old. She had her 3-piece luggage set, and she was waiting outside her door. She had just got her final notice this past week or 2 weeks ago for her eviction. She had never been homeless in her life. All she knew was to carry everything she could in her luggage and go to a safe place, which she considered Oasis safe, and that's where she was.
67 years old.
I can't believe my mother having to endure this. I always think about that. Like, gosh, could my mom endure this? Could she survive? Mm-hmm. It's just I don't know. It's heartbreaking when we consider where these folks are at, where I've been. I think we've all been at some place in our life. Maybe it wasn't financially. Maybe it was an emotional breakdown. Maybe it was severe depression. Because that's our client. You know, we serve those who are not just homeless, but those individuals who are at risk.
It is, you know, Jeff, I'm just amazed at what you do. I'm amazed at what Nancy did. I'm amazed at the ability to just sort of the grace that you both have in your lives to be able to accept people and find out where the problems are and what, because a lot of times the symptoms aren't the thing, you know. No. You got to find, you know, where the problem is, and people are self-medicated. And mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have to tell you, right. You live this right. thing,
but it's not a secret. Yes, they self-medicate, you know, they're coping with alcohol. The voices in their head won't stop and they start smoking. There's a lot of mental health out there.
There is, and not enough resources. But thankfully, Since 1999, Oasis has been serving the public. Can you believe it's been 20 years ago to the move to the location you're in now? I saw that at Friday. Jeff had one of the, I think it was the Herald Review newspaper article from the time we did our show down at the old location on Water Street to raise money. And it was really cool because we raised a bunch of money that day, but then we got a call the next day from Dwayne Andreas's office about how much was left, and they wrote a check that day to cover all of the rest to move to the new 20 years.
Isn't that unbelievable? And, you know, I have to say this, that through this whole process of building the courtyard and many other things Jeff's got big ideas about, my employer, my bosses never once said no.
Great.
They said, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Or they said, you figure it out and we'll support you.
Yes.
And that's when we went looking for money and the community showed up. It can't be dumbing up money. We know that. And nobody has a blank check in not-for-profit for the most part. But we realized the importance of doing that and we made it happen.
Absolutely. Now, here's the thing. You guys are located at 243 West Saragordo Street. If people want to drop stuff off, donate, give you cash, write a check, whatever, can they just show up and do that?
Show up. We're open from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday right now. We are going to be back open on Sundays very quickly. But right now it's Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m., 5 p.m. Show up. That's all you have to do.
And take a look around. You know, you don't have to just drop something off the front door and leave. You see things, you've seen way more things in life than I have, and Nancy before you, and the symmetry between your two stories is just makes me have faith in humanity. I'll tell you that. But what you guys do and what Jeff, Nick is, you know, if there's a guy on a corner with a sign, Jeff's doing the outreach to that guy to find out what they can do to help, or if it's a scam, or if it's a whatever, constantly. I mean, he's in the parks at the middle of the night. He's all over this city and has seen probably the best and the worst in human behavior, but you never give up. Why?
Nobody gave up on me.
Yeah.
You know, I got a strong, strong mother, never gave up on me, grandmother. More so than that, you know, the community of Decatur. I tell the story about Downtown Cafe. There were four of us that stayed at the Salvation Army in a homeless shelter. Once the guy that owns the place.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
Once he realized that we were homeless, he gave us our coffee. And that's all we were there for, was the free coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And he made sure we had a safe place that morning, every morning, to come and have coffee. Nobody knows those things. A lot of these folks are unsung heroes.
Yeah.
There was a man at the Salvation older guy at the Salvation Army, he told me he loved me every day for 30 days straight. And when I asked him why he stopped, he said, I think you know it by now. He said, I think you got it.
It's an amazing story. What you guys do is beyond amazing and so worthy of support. So if you're thinking about giving back this holiday season, this is a perfect way to do it. Cash, check, that always works because you can then get what you need as you need it. But all the other things that are out there, toiletries and towels and reading glasses and socks and backpacks and belts and first aid kits, underwear, right.
Yeah, you know, socks, yeah, underwear, the basic dignities. You know, we get up in the morning, Brian, and we think nothing of it. We go to the drawer, we get what we need, and we head out for the day. These guys got to wonder where they're going to get a pair of socks that isn't going to do more harm to their feet than what they're going to do good.
Yeah, amazing stuff. Happy Thanksgiving to
Happy
you,
Happy Thanksgiving
Jeff.
To you. All right. Back home.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Jeff Mueller, the Oasis is open Monday through Saturday. Stop by there, make a donation, and don't worry about the sweets. Kevin's got that covered. Yeah, go practical.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.